Share with you guys some statistics I found online. You know, as Korean Americans, I found influence of media in Korea and also in the United States. Mm-hmm. So first I want to show you is the amount of internet used per country. And as you can see, Korea is number one.
Wow.
And if you go down, United States is at 16. Another statistic, amount of media used. You can see this from 2008, so the numbers might have changed, but overall, TV consumption is number one, and then it is going online, then listening to music, playing video games, reading, watching pre-recorded videos, and then going to the theater. Another one I want to show you is time spent on social networking sites. This is Facebook, MySpace, whatever social networking site. Time per person, 6 hours in the United States. Another media from 8 years old to 18 years old, average amount of time spent with each media in a typical day, as you can see, the total time, 10 hours. That's almost the whole day. Now, another statistics I found was that 7 million copies of celebrity gossip magazines are sold weekly. This is how much media is influencing young people and people in America, all over the world. And, you know, this is, we're almost wasting our whole time on this. Is worldly media okay?
Well, I want to say that, okay, as you have showed us the statistics that how media's, you know, usage is very great, mm-hmm. then it must be true that their influence is very great on our lives too. Mm-hmm. And I don't see particular Christians, or I haven't met a Christian who do not use media because they think that, oh, you know, I think this is not... you know, worth it, or I think this is not, you know, Christian way to do it. So what I'm trying to get to is that just like the worldly people, even if you're Christian or not, the, you know, media usage is great. And we are letting the them to influence us. Mm-hmm. And I think is worldly media okay? In Christian perspective, I have to say it's not, because recently we have view the movie. What was the title of the movie?
Hollywood Unmasked. It's a documentary.
It's a documentary about Hollywood and the media, how it's influencing us and influencing the world. It says that the TV and the media is creating this new satanic religion. It's the teachings of Satanism is, you know, displayed in the media. And at first, mm-hmm. I didn't understand. We always, you know, people always watch TV. People always go on the internet. And just because, you know, they're watching, like, cartoon shows, young kids, mm-hmm. for young kids, and how can that be teachings of Satan? I was thinking, isn't that going too far? What do you guys think about that?
Well, in the case of many movies these days, or a few years back when it started, starting with different types of movies in case of violence. When it first started, I mean, I remember, well, I don't remember, but I heard there was a time where, you know, this is not a movie, it has become a movie, but it started as a video game. It's called Mortal Kombat. And this was, I think, one of the most, first video games that actually display a lot of violence, gore, blood, and, you know, ripping people's head off and stuff like that. Lot of violence. And now that has become a movie, and it shows the same violence and stuff like that. In these times, that's not the only movie or video game. If you see a lot of violence movies or video games, it has blood and that kind of gory scenes in every violence movies. And we see it as something that is not...
great of a deal.
Yeah, we see it as just normal thing. Violence is supposed to be like this. Mm-hmm. And in a guy's perspective, that's what we call fun. And
I mean, even when going back to what you said, like cartoons, they seem innocent in our eyes. But kids, when they grow up, how do they learn? They copy stuff. Mm-hmm. And when they see that, if they see like a cartoon where the cartoon character is hitting someone, then they
would... calling names.
Yeah, or calling names. They would follow it. And it's not surprising to see that cartoon shows also are violent these days. Mm. If you see, any form of media really is violent. Yeah. And it's very sad to see. And because we're so immune to it, we think, oh, that's just innocent.
Yes, we are just
But to kids, it's very influential.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And there's, if I may share one text in Romans chapter 1, a lot of people may use the argument and say that, you know what, it doesn't matter because I'm not going out and killing anybody. I'm not going to take a gun and I'm going to shoot down like Columbine did. But here's the reality of it all. Romans chapter 1, verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, just a little FYI, disobedient to parents is included with this list, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. And then he has a list of all of these sins that you will see in media. And then he says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do it.
Ooh.
So it's not only about like, you may not have gone out and blown up a truck and killed thousands of people, but do you enjoy watching these things?
I mean, this text is blowing my mind right now because back then, they did not have media. Mm-hmm. They did not have a problem of media, but this text is just so perfect for, you know, people who enjoy media and who, like, nowadays, because the, you know, they want the industry, the media industry, they want to be more entertaining. They want to be more, you know, giving the thrilling and this more sensual. The films and the movies and even the music and TV shows are becoming more aggressive and aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like, you talked about violence, but one thing that we can talk about is, like, you know, sexual, you know, scenes or, you know, advocating those things, I think.
Yes, those scenes, if you really look at the movies these days, sex scene is showed on most every single movie that is filmed.
Yeah, ratings, not...
It doesn't matter anymore, kind of thing.
And it's not just, I don't want to just focus on visual, but also art, like listening, music. Okay, all music these days is about love stories, breakups, having sex, finding a girl that's really pretty.
Drugs.
There are kids who are listening to them. They're like, oh, that's what cool people do. That's what celebrities do.
And not only music, also like swear words a lot of times. When you hear over and over, eventually it becomes a part of your vocabulary. Uh-huh. And then you begin to start repeating those words as well.
Yeah, yes. And this is taking place in, you know, like Christian music. Christian rock, Christian, you know, pop songs or whatnot.
Christian rap.
Christian rap. It's taking place in those, and then like Christian TV shows, and it just.
Some people just think it's Christian once you put the name Christian in front of it. It just becomes Christian.
Yeah, and I mean, just talking about like these worldly TV shows and movies and music, like, if first of all, you know, can young people or kids, when they're watching it, can they distinguish this is a reality or not reality? Mm-hmm. Like we talked about in, like, you know, the women's point of view relationship, like how they watch the drama and they fantasize over it and then they think that, oh, this is a reality. So I think if we talk about violence and sex scenes and whatnot, if they watch it and if they become immune to it, that they're gonna think this is a reality and this is like nothing.
In light of that, you know, the movie genre horror movies, serial killers get their ideas and that kind of mindset from watching the horror movies. Mm-hmm. And they pick up on that, and then that's how they use that same way to kill another person or even think about killing.
No, most of the horror movies deal with ghosts. Most of the horror movies deal with, like, Satan and whatnot. And they are watching it, and I don't get why people pay themselves to get scared. Have that.
It's the thrill.
Yeah, the thrill.
The thrill, and you want to feel.
Basically, you're paying yourself to, you know,
be manipulated.
Like, be manipulated, exactly.
Mm-hmm. What's actually scarier than that is that, you know, I went to go shop at Walmart the other day, and I was passing through the electronics section, and I was just flabbergasted when I saw the game. I'm watching it, and I'm like, this almost looks real. I'm like, have I been out of games that long? And I'm looking at the thing, and it's like, I mean, come on. I remember times in my days, okay, they had these little boxes like that, and then you had to do that. And you had to stick it in just the right way. I came from that generation, and I'm looking at the kind of games, and it's like, this is so real.
It's sometimes better than a movie.
Yeah,
with
a little bit more technology and a little bit more graphics power, it can get to the point one day when you will actually think that this can be real. Mm-hmm. And you know that there are actual technologies where you can place on your head some kind of sensor, and then you can actually play a game and control the character with your mind. Mm-hmm. Imagine those two technologies coming together, and now you will actually really see it'll seem as if it's real life, and you can actually pick up a gun and, you know, mow down lots of people and it'll look real.
And these people, like, just parents, they're giving as a Christmas gift, they're giving as a birthday gift, these video games or these, you know, things, like, they're wasting their money on this, you know, things, and they're wasting their time. And just think about, you know, your statistics, how much how much time kids waste or spend on the media usage.
And then the funny thing is, the parents complain, saying, you know, why, to their sons and daughters, why do you use such a language? Why do you act certain? Why do you have so much violence, so much anger? You know, how can you do this to me? The thing is, they're providing them and giving them to learn those things from.
Yeah. And going back to that Hollywood, I'm sorry, that movie?
A Mask.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood, A Mask, movie. It says it has interviews of directors and whoever is in the movie industry or television industry. They have interviews of them, and then they're saying that, oh, you know, this is very manipulation and this is bad. Mm-hmm. They themselves are saying it. They know, but they said no one is stopping it because it's creating them a lot of money. You know? So just because of that, they know it's bad, but, you know, nobody can stop it. You try to stop movie industry, you know, like, you can't do it.
You're like a tiny ant. Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
And now I want to, like, you know, we were talking about how influential movies and media in general is for not just kids, but also fully grown adults.
They
get influenced too. And being Korean American, I know that Koreans are all about celebrities. And United States also, they have obsession with celebrities, but in Korea it is a more extreme case. And, you know, it's like in Korea these music groups even call themselves idols.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they call themselves. And I want to just reference to Leviticus chapter 4, verse 27. Leviticus 4, 27. And it says, "And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and be guilty." We talked about ignorance in our past show, and you know, if you're being ignorant to God's commandments, you are guilty. Mm-hmm. What is God's commandment?
Mm-hmm.
Do cast your idols away. Do not have idols over me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are listening to this music group, you are keeping up with them, you are being there, you're almost worshiping them.
You're spending more time on
them
than actually reading the Bible or going to church.
That's an idol, and that is sin. Straight out there.
Yeah, and then talking about celebrities and for guys, it could be athletes, athletes, and then, you know, like a sports channel that they watch. Whatever it may be that you worship, like the, you know, people, if you really get to know them in person, they're just like not as what you think they are. They're people too. They're not God or anything. People. And what happens nowadays is many times, like Korean celebrities, you know, this is a really sad thing, but they kill them, you know, they commit suicide a lot of times.
And it's sad because Korea is the world's biggest suicidal country. And what started this trend was actually celebrities. They killed themselves. And then the fans of this celebrity would be like, oh, my role model just killed herself. Maybe I should kill myself too. This has been proven. Yeah. It's an article. And, you know, it says that an average of 38 people a day take their own lives in Korea.
Do we have that many people?
I mean, I don't know if it died down now, but that was when it first started. Suicide rates, that's 2005 and in the late 1900s, that's when it first happened. And to see that celebrities can influence someone else's life like this is, you know, I don't know if any celebrities are watching this right now, but, you know, be careful. It's not your own life that's at stake because of what you've been, how influential you've been being. You're not only responsible for your own life, but many other people's lives out there.
Okay, and talking about you, like, people worshiping celebrities, and how much people waste time to gossip about them.
Yeah.
And then those paparazzis, and just like, this new actor got a haircut and have like so many viewers, you know, like so many click numbers.
I mentioned before that 7 million gossip magazines are sold weekly in the United States, 7 million.
And why are we engaging in this? Because of the sake of our entertainment. And right now, nowadays, young people cannot stand being in a period of time without being entertained.
Yeah.
This media and
It's hard for them to focus on single thing when they don't think it, if they think it's boring.
Yeah, this,
you just can't sit still.
This is very dangerous thing, and you know, talking about celebrities, like how are they treated, you know, to the world? Like there are many good people, great people out there, you know, who are willing to help the world, but you know, sometimes they're shunned. But like celebrities who sings and who does these movies and stuff, like they're treated like kings and queens and royalties.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard a story where like there's a I'm not gonna mention the name group, but in Korea there's a guy singer group that there are five members. They went to some like I don't know, like Taiwan or Philippines, I don't know where they went. They went and they were treated like a king. They had red carpets in the airport, and then they had a private jet, and then they went to the hotel, and they each of them got a presidential suite room, and they were basically treated like kings.
I want to make a disclaimer, though, that we are not trying to offend anyone by saying these things. We're just trying to show how influential media is. And I want to just show and say that, you know, there are probably celebrities out there that really do have a good heart. and they're just not aware of God and Christianity. So we don't mean to offend anyone. But I also was wondering, you know, I have friends who I tell them, like, you're literally obsessed and addicted to media. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you wasting your time like this? And they would be like, oh, it's not like I'm worshiping them. It's just I respect them. How much they put effort for their love of music, I respect that. That's why I keep up with them. And it made me think, like, what really is the limit of respecting and then worshiping?
Respecting and worshiping, I will be honest, I do have heroes of my own. I'll take, for example, Abraham Lincoln has been a great hero of my own, mm-hmm. because he demonstrated for me somebody who came from absolutely nothing and had almost nothing and eventually became a somebody because of the hard effort that he put into it. And nobody expected that he was going to do anything, but he eventually became, you know, he did a great thing for mm-hmm. the history of the United States. And I look up to people like these as role models, and I respect these men, but I recognize that they are also mortals. And mm-hmm. so when I hear of, you know, their mistakes, when I hear of their faults and things, mm-hmm. I'm not discouraged by the fact because I recognize that they are mortals. Mm-hmm. But my focus is purely upon Jesus Christ as my perfect emulation, somebody mm-hmm. who I could perfectly emulate, mm-hmm. because I know that Jesus won't let me down.
Because if you see celebrities where they end up, mm-hmm. it's ridiculous, and we see it. We hear about it. We see it. What happens to those celebrities mm-hmm. at the end? Mm-hmm. You know, when they have gained the fame, when they have gained the money they want, when they have gained the attention they wanted. After that, what's next?
And we know that the worshiping celebrities or being celebrity is not Christian-like, because what is their goal? To gain the world fame, right? Mm-hmm. If we go to James chapter 4 and verse 4, James chapter 4, verse 4, page 339.
In the back.
James chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So mm-hmm. if you are a celebrity, or if you are wanting to be celebrity and wanting to gain the world fame, wanting to gain the attention from people, that is, you know, you're becoming enemy of God. So don't do, you know.
I have a question now that, you know, there are, I know of several Korean celebrities out there who claim to be very devout Christians.
Oh, yes.
And they say, and like, you know, fans would post up signs saying like, oh, he went to church today, she went to church today. Oh, they're such good people, so godly people. But then I don't get how that can tie in.
If they have become a singer or an actor, to gain the attention in first place, and now they're saying they're Christians, but what is Christians' duty when, as,
like,
you know?
I know some people, I don't know, I can't say the exact source, but I've heard of, there was a celebrity, and they said, they're kind of questioning, like, oh, are you Christian? And he's like, yeah, I'm Christian. It's like, oh, what was your main reason for entering the entertainment industry then? And he was like, I know celebrities are influential, and I wanted to have people be influenced that Christianity is the right religion.
So you're saying they became a celebrity because they wanted to influence other people
to become a Christian. And, you know, I think that's very hard. Maybe, okay, your first mindset was good, but it's very hard to do something like that.
Yeah, especially in the entertainment world, you know exactly what's taking place. Jesus says, you shall know them by their fruits. Suicide, drug usage, depression, divorce rates skyrocketing. These things are taking place in the Hollywood arena. Mm-hmm. And just looking at the fruit, I don't think it just comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. There must be some reason why these things are taking place. And I'm not saying that I'm ignorant to these things, to what it is, but then I'm just pointing out the hint that it may be very, very, very hard to be a celebrity and still maintain your Christian life.
Mm-hmm. So I think for me, I want to say not even hard. I think it's impossible because let's say you sing the songs that other worldly singers are singing. You have to sing about the same songs, about the same content, because you have to be popular. You have to eat too, you know. So you have to like sell what's popular. So when you're singing those songs that what other people are singing, I think first of all, you know, that is wrong. And mm-hmm. second, if you're an actor or actress, putting out a theatrical display or even like, you know, theatrical mm-hmm. display, I think, you know, I cannot say that mm-hmm. it's dangerous.
And it's so sad to see how thirsty people are for fame that, you know, even 5 years ago, when or three or 5 years ago, adults would ask kindergartners, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? Most replies, firefighter, policemen, doctors, teachers. But now they did it recently and everybody, 70% of the class said, I want to be a celebrity. I want to be a singer. I want to be an actor.
This is a kindergarten.
Kindergarteners, yes.
Wait, and in so United States?
In Korea.
Wow.
And, you know, so many young people want to go into entertainment industry right now. And, you know, people, I'm not even saying little kids, I'm not saying preteens, I'm not saying teenagers, I'm saying like people, even people who are in their 30s, they want to be like the pretty actresses, actors, they want to keep up with the latest fashion. Mm-hmm. And their mind is so concentrated on that, of appearance and of worldly fame, mm-hmm. that it's hard to see someone like, you know, wear a long skirt saying God says to be modest. It's hard to see that.
Where do you think it's the line? Because I'm pretty sure some people who are watching this right now and they're saying, you know, that is not my idol. I could control myself. But what is the actual line, the line from going over to being an idol and whatnot?
I think it's not a line. I think you should not get involved at all. Because like we said at the beginning, what kind of influence does it give you? You know, like the Hollywood mm-hmm. Unmasked, the movie was saying, oh, they're like teaching the Satanism, you know? Mm-hmm. And if it is really influencing you that way, do you want to get involved with media as you Christians?
There are some people who are like what you mentioned before, there are people we do respect. I think there are a lot of people who are good people and they do have fame. Example, as you said, Abraham Lincoln, I truly do respect him and I think he was a very good man. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to a point, I think, when you call yourself, I don't know if fan is the right term, but when you, mm-hmm. when it's up to a point where you'd rather meet that person in person than meet Jesus in heaven, I think that's when you cross the line.
Mm-hmm. Or even I think when you're living every day, you're thinking more about the media, thinking more about the other person or mm-hmm. that kind of things than the scripture or the God mm-hmm. or God itself, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, because nowadays, you know, the people are like really wanting to be like them. They want to dress like them. They want to look like them. So what is so popular nowadays? Plastic surgery. I mean, not even just for girls, not even for guys, like, mm-hmm. and guy celebrities, they're celebrities, like, almost everyone is doing, you know.
And, you know, like, it's so normal now that if you go to get your nose done, you get double eyelid surgery for free.
Buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one free, yeah.
And I heard like, you know, for girls, like their high school graduation gift is like double eyelid. So I just think, And then, you know, the people, like not just plastic surgery, but like even fashion, you know, like mm-hmm. clothes they wear. And then if young girls see an actress or a singer, woman singer, wearing these revealing clothes and, you know, sexy clothes, they say, like, oh, they're like, oh, this is sexy, this is cool, this is what people want, I should dress like that. Mm-hmm. Then they end up dressing
and,
like that.
Time out, I just want to make another disclaimer that plastic surgery, some people need it for medical reasons. I think it's fine if you have to do that for medical reasons. I know I have friends who do double eyelid surgery because their eyelashes keep poking their eyes and it's bad for their eyes. That's why they have to do it. I know friends who got in a car accident and they had to put plastic surgery in their chin. I think medical purpose is okay, but if it's like for selfish reasons of just wanting to look better.
Insecurity.
Yeah, and you know, God said He made us in His image. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't defile that image. We shouldn't try mm-hmm. to distort it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and like for this society is, you know, making this standard, you know, of what is beautiful and who is a beautiful woman. Having a big circly eyes, having a pale mm-hmm. skin, having a thin stature, like, they are creating this, you know, standard of who is a beautiful mm-hmm. woman. Mm-hmm. And when God said, you know, like, women, do not try to, you know, like, adorn yourself with, you know, pearls and jewelry, but what's inside of you is important.
Mm-hmm. Another time, I just want to review everything now. We discuss influence of media in many ways. You know, movies, TVs, shows, whatever. It is manipulating your mind, and in the end, it is a way Satan is working through young people mm-hmm. today. And, you know, celebrities, we want to mention how you have to be careful of idolatry, really. God, that is against God's commandment. And you might be like, oh, I just respect the celebrity, but if you constantly spend your time, if you spend more time on the internet keeping track of what they're doing than reading the Bible, yeah. you've gone way too far.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
And, you know, going back to how kindergartners mm-hmm. would their role model is to become, you know, celebrity. Now, if you see nowadays, like, Korean idols, you said the mm-hmm. singers, you know, their age is getting lower and lower and lower. So, like, they debut, like, younger age more now. Like, before it was, like, 20 and 21. Oh, you're so young, you know. And then you enter into this entertainment industry. And then now it's, like, 15, like, 14 and 13 and whatnot. Like, and then they're not even considered, what is it? Like, a children, mm-hmm. What is it? The
young
child actors.
Oh yeah, child actors. They're not even considered that way. They're just like, oh, you debut just that age. It's normal.
There was a recent controversial news about how there was this new girl group in Korea, and it was composed of like 10-year-old, 9, 8, 12, and I think it was around those age. And then parents were getting upset, saying these girls are way too young. They're wearing short shorts. They're wearing revealing clothes, and they're singing about love that they never even experienced. And parents were getting outraged by this. But it's sad to see that this isn't rare. Like, mm-hmm. kids actually want to be like this.
And I don't know about any other country, but especially in Korea. When nowadays, they recruit singers or actors when they're very tiny. When mm-hmm. when people who are recruiting them, they see that there's some kind of talent in this child, they recruit them when they're very young, and then they sign this contract through the parents and stuff, and they raise them as singers, you know, undercover kind of thing, underground. And when they actually become the age of like 18, 19, 20, that's when they come out with the first song, and then they get famous from mm-hmm. there. So they're throughout their whole life of 10 years or like that, they spend training to become a singer or actor.
When God said when we are young, we should turn, it says in Ecclesiastes. What verse is it?
Chapter 12.
Oh, okay. Ecclesiastes.
Verse 1.
Ecclesiastes, Proverbs,
after Proverbs, after Psalms.
Okay. Chapter 12, verse 1.
It says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." So right now we're saying pretty, you know, harsh and, you know, hard thing to these young people, or even just, you know, any people that come out of the media.
I want to, like, say from really the deepest part of my heart, with as much sincerity I can put into these words, we all are young people. We all are under 30. And, you know, we've been through this. Before we really found out God's love and His truth, we were involved in media. Mm. We all were. And we all really were crazy about it. And we were people who would find out what the celebrity is doing. I know where people are right now. And, you know, it's hard to give up, but once you really see that God is, God is your number one, like, superstar, really it's easy to give up. And we know how influential it is. That's why we are being very direct right now. Mm-hmm. We know what it can do to your mind and how much wasted time it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for me, I want to say, because I've been there, because, you know, I was not, like, really crazy. I was not really crazy about it. But except this one actor. But I was not really crazy about it. I was not, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, those fans who stalk or, you know, do crazy stuff. I wasn't really to that point. I was just, you know, enjoying, because really it entertained me. I enjoyed it. But I have to say, I have to tell you that it's not easy to give up at first. Mm-hmm. It's not really easy. Not. And just having that mind to be willing to give up is hard even. Mm-hmm. It's like, why do I have to give up? And in many cases, oh, this is not going to affect me. Oh, it's, you know, it's just a show. It's just
Everyone else
watches it. It's not going to affect me in that way. It's going to be okay. Satan doesn't come out of the TV. This is not talking about Satan. It's okay. I'm a Christian. I love God. As long as I have God in me, I can still get involved. And I want to tell, you know, people that these worldly musics and entertainment shows and movies, come out of it. Just, like, boldly come out of it. Cut it, really, now.
No more excuses.
Yeah, it is not okay. No more excuses. We have told you the Bible text. There's no way that you can disclaim that this is a godly or Christian way.
And, you know, there's some people who are so crazy that they write a letter to a celebrity with their own blood. They cut themselves, risking their own life, and write a letter with their blood. And I saw that, and I was like, this is an issue we really have to talk about.
And you are saying this is not affecting people mentally, physically, and spiritually.
It is.
Yeah. I actually want to tell one story that I heard. It seems rather not fake, or it seems rather not real, but I would be inclined not to believe it because I myself am a little bit of a skeptic. But I heard it from somebody whom I respect. He was actually a teacher at one of my schools, and he tells a story of he actually met the person who wrote the book, but he. Tells a story of this two missionary couples who went overseas to this place in, I think it was South America or something. And he was a doctor, and he was working as a medical missionary. And, they would send reports back to headquarters and say, you know, things are going great and all these things. But after a while, those letters begin to just slow down. And eventually, they received a letter back from the wife in headquarters, and it says something like, "Please pray for my husband. Please pray for my husband." Turns out what's been taking place was there was this crazy disease that he couldn't cure. Mm-hmm. And everybody around town was getting this disease, and they were dying from it left and right. And he was trying to treat them, but he couldn't treat them. And eventually, after a while, his two daughters got the disease, and they passed away. Mm-hmm. And he began to lose his faith. He began to lose hope, and he fell into depression. And And the wife was concerned, and she sent a letter back and said, please pray for my husband. Mm. Well, fast forwarding a little bit, they had next to them a primitive tribal ritual that was taking place. It wasn't, I guess it wasn't exactly Satan worship, mm-hmm. but they had their ceremonies taking place. The missionaries decided later on they're going to have their own meetings to invite the local people in, a good Christian meeting. And they were having these meetings, set up the tent and everything, and they were having all these meetings. But the leader of the tribal group next door came over to the doctor and said, why don't you come over to my meeting? And the doctor knew better than this. He says, no way I'm going to come to attend your meeting. And he says, I tell you what, I'll attend your meeting, and then if I attend your meeting, you attend my meeting. And doctors thought about that for a moment, and he said, perhaps some good can come out of this. What could possibly happen if I go to their meeting? Mm-hmm. I said, okay, it's a deal. And he did. The leader of the group came over, and he attended a meeting, and he listened to the whole thing, but nothing happened. He didn't stand up for appeal or anything. And he said to the doctor, okay, I attended your meeting. Now, please attend our meeting. Being a man of his word, he said, okay, I'm going to attend this meeting. And without his wife knowing, he went and attended the meeting. Very first thing that he saw when he went into the village was he saw his two daughters in the flesh running back up to him and giving him a hug and say, Daddy, Daddy. And he saw them. He said, this is not possible. I buried you two. You guys are dead. But then he saw his two daughters in the flesh, and he instantly was hooked. And wow. They had their weird rituals and meetings and things. But one day he kept on going without his wife knowing. But he kept on going. But one day he just snapped out of it. And he says, you know what? No. No, this is fake. This is not real. I know from the Bible, my daughters are dead. Mm. This is all an illusion. Mm. And he said, I need to speak to your leader. By this time, he had heard a lot of the plans, mm-hmm. and he overheard the plan that they were going to destroy lots of Americans, mm-hmm. Lots of Christian Americans. And he said, I need to speak to your leader. I need to know what's going on. And he said, okay, fine. I could tell you what our plan is, but if I tell you, then in 3 days you will die.
If you tell someone mm-hmm. else.
If you tell someone else, in 3 days you will die. And he said, okay, fine, tell me, what is it? And he told him, and he was shocked. And that night he couldn't sleep. He got up, and he had sweat. He was sweating all over. And his wife woke up with him, and he said, honey, what's going on? He confessed all of his, everything that's been taking place. I've been going to these meetings without you knowing and everything. And I've got to tell you this. And he said, this is what happened. If I tell you, then in 3 days, he said, I will die, but I have to tell you this. And the wife said, no, don't tell me. We'll forget everything that happened. Start fresh. I said, don't tell me. He said, no, I have to tell you this. And he said, these people are going to destroy thousands of Christians in the United States through television. Hmm. And 3 days later, he died. The wife met with the man that I respect, and he heard it directly from her. So, I'm not hearing it second-handedly from someone else, but this was actually a plan that they had. Now, I can ask a question, is that successful or not? Look at the fruit of it. Mm. Is TV really destroying Christians' lives today? Mm. And I think it is true.
Yes.
I just want to close with one verse. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I just want to close by saying that if we have love of the world, may God give us strength to love the love of the Father.